Hello, Apurva. Advanced New Year greetings. Whoa, look at that glowing face, Apurva. Let me guess, did you just donate another annual membership fee to a gym you'll never visit? Or is your New Year's resolution limited to posting New Year, New Me hashtags on Instagram?
Stop being a buzzkill, Vedant. I'm actually focused this time. I set an alarm for 5 a.m. for jogging. The only problem is that at 5:01 a.m., my brain gives me a 20-minute lecture on why sleep is more important for my mental health than a jog.
That's not mental health. That's your ego making excuses. You're trying to burn calories, but you aren't burning your arrogance. You're a master at negotiating with yourself to stay comfortable. That's why you're stuck.
All right, life coach Vedant. If you're so smart, tell me, is there a magic pill or a new AI app that can fix my lack of willpower? I'm ready to hit download right now.
No app, but I've got a divine upgrade. It's called Kandar Halabhuti. Think of it as a 15th century spiritual software written by Saint Arunagirinathar. It's got 52 verses that are basically a manual for a total life reboot.
52 verses? Man, I lose interest in a TikTok if it doesn't hook me in 3 seconds. If I start reading 52 poems, I'll be fast asleep before the second stanza.
Relax, we aren't binge reading it. Think of it as a 52-day challenge. One verse a day. No skipping, no fast-forwarding. Just 52 days to dissolve that ego of yours and find some real peace. Shall we?
All right, oh great philosopher, you've committed to 52 days, but are you actually going to research and write all this yourself? Do you even have the patience for that?
Hold on, don't put me on a pedestal yet. I'm no enlightened sage. To be honest, I bought a few spiritual books that were just gathering dust. When I finally cracked open the commentaries on Kandar Anubhuti, it was like a light bulb went off. I'm not inventing anything new. I'm just a middleman sharing the gold I found in those pages.
I see. So you're basically the copy-paste king of ancient wisdom, right, Mr. Vedant?
Not quite right, Apurva. Think of it more like a director's cut. I'm taking these deep scholarly books and translating them into something we can actually understand over morning coffee. My plan is one post every single day. Short, punchy and meaningful. In the time it takes you to swipe past a cat video, you'll have finished a verse. By day 52, your ego diet will be the most successful thing you've ever done. Ready to take the first bite?
Wait, so is this just a book review series or are you actually going to make it interesting?
It's much more than a review. Look, Apurva, the scholars who wrote these commentaries are brilliant, but the language can be a bit heavy. I've spent the last few months diving into these books and they've changed how I see everything. I'm not here to lecture. I'm just a student sharing my study notes with a friend so we can both grow.
As long as you're a friend and not a preachy uncle, I'm in. Promise me no boring lectures.
I promise. No fluff, no jargon. Just the raw, powerful essence of Arunagirinathar's wisdom applied to our chaotic lives. We are starting this together on January 1st, 2026. Think of it as a mini spiritual espresso shot to start your morning.
All right. You've sold me, Vedant. It sounds way more sustainable than my 5 a.m. jogging plan. I'm actually looking forward to New Year's Day now.
Me too. And to everyone reading this, don't just watch from the sidelines. Join Apurva and me on this 52-day journey. Just one verse a day. A mini post in both Tamil and English. You only need to set aside 5 minutes to read. And for folks that don't have time to read, there's audio in both Tamil and English. You can just put on your headphones and listen. One verse a day might just be the one resolution you actually keep this year. See you all on January 1st.